Maria, can you tell us what the role of Our Lady is with the souls in purgatory?
She comes often to console them and to tell them they have done many good things. She encourages them.
Oh, praise God, beautiful. Are there any days in particular on which she delivers them?
Yes, above all Christmas Day, All Saints' Day, Good Friday, the Feast of the Assumption and the Ascension of Jesus.
Maria, why does one go to purgatory? What are the sins which most lead to purgatory?
Sins against charity, against the love of one's neighbor, hardness of heart, hostility, slandering, calumny, all these things.
Saying wicked things and calumny are among the worst blemishes which require a long purification, I guess.
Yes.
Here Maria gives us a very striking example, which I would like to share with you. She had been asked to find out if a woman and a man were in purgatory. To the great astonishment of those who had asked, the woman was already in heaven and the man was in purgatory. In fact, this woman had died while undergoing an abortion, whereas the man often went to church and apparently led a worthy, devout life. So Maria searched for more information, thinking she had been mistaken. But no, it was true. They had died at practically the same moment, but the woman had experienced deep repentance and was very humble, whereas the man criticized everyone. He was always complaining and saying bad things about others. This is why his purgatory lasted so long. And Maria concluded,
"We must not judge on appearances."
Other sins against charity are our rejection of certain people we do not like, our refusals to make peace, our refusals to forgive, and all the bitterness we store inside. Maria also illustrated this point with another example, which gave us food for thought. It's the story of a woman she knew very well. This lady died and was in purgatory, but in the most terrible purgatory with the most atrocious sufferings. And when she came to see Maria, she explained why. She had had a female friend. Between them arose a great enmity, caused by herself. She had maintained this enmity for years and years, even though her friend had many times asked for peace, for reconciliation. But each time she refused. When she fell gravely ill, she continued to close her heart, to refuse the reconciliation offered by her friend, right up to her deathbed. I believe that this example has great significance concerning rancor which is maintained. And our words, too, can be destructive. We can never emphasize enough how much a critical or bitter word can truly kill, but also, on the contrary, how much a word can heal.